Shabbos Perk Tazayin, Mishnah Zayin. Koifin Kara, Algabe Haner, Beshvil Shlo Sechoiz Bakora. A person is allowed to cover a bowl on top of a flame, on top of a fire, in order that the flame doesn't damage, it doesn't catch on to a beam. Even though a beam is muksa, one is allowed to move something to save something that's muksa. You're allowed to move this bowl to save this kara that's not able to be moved. Next case, V'al Tzoa Shel Katan. And also you're allowed to cover the excrement of a child. Now the Rav says, Lav Dafka, we're talking about the Tzoa of a Katan, because if we're talking about a Tzoa of a Katan, you wouldn't just be covering it, you're allowed to move it away, because it's a Graf Shel Re'i. On Shabbos, they allowed one to move out a Graf Shel Re'i, something that's disgusting, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, as long as you're not doing a Melacha D'oraisa. So the Rav says the case is that it's the Tzoa of a Tarnagol, and it's by the chatzar, by the garbage area of the chatzar, where people don't go there. And therefore, because it's there, it's not really a graf shel re'i. It doesn't really interfere on Shabbos. It doesn't make where you are disgusting. Then why are you even allowed to cover it? So the Torah says, because the katan will go there, and in order the katan shouldn't step on it or get to it, we cover it. And the Tosfos Yontif explains, this is why the Rav came on to the Tzoa of a Tarnagol, because the Tzoa of the Katan, it's not the pshat that you wouldn't cover that, because if that was in that area, you would cover it. It's just that the derech of the Tzoa of a Katan would be where people would live, so a baby would have an accident in that area, and then, of course, you would be able to move it out. But the Tzoa of a Tarnagol would be by the Ashpa, and that's kufa why the Rav spoke about that case. But in a chanami, it's lav dafka the Tzoa of a Tarnagol. If it would also be that there would be a Tzoa of a Katan in that Ashpa itself, or anywhere else, if it's not a graf shel re'i, because it's in that area where people are not, then you would be covering it as well. V'al akrav shelo tishach, and then you can cover a scorpion that it shouldn't bite. Now, this seems like Rabbi Shimon, that this would be a melacha shein etzricha legufa. We'll soon see. Om Rabbi Yehuda, maisa ba lufnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ba Arav. There's a maisa in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in a place called Arav. Va'amr cheshishani lo michatas. And he trapped a scorpion, and he was concerned that he had a chi of chattis, that he did a malacha, because he wasn't sure, according to what Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns, he was misupik whether there was a sakanas nefashas by this scorpion. And if there wasn't a sakanas nefashas, could be that he'd be chai v'chattis. And like the Rav explains, because this scorpion wasn't running after him, and he was concerned that it was a chi of chattis because of tzeda. Then the Rav says, and remember, the Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon. The Rav holds like the Rambam, the Melacha Shein Etzricha Legufa is Chayiv. So he says that if snakes and scorpions and dogs like with rabies are running after somebody, lo aleinu, to kill them, you're allowed to kill them, you're supposed to kill them right away. And not only that, so the Rav says that by Psak Halacha, poisonous animals that bite and kill, like snakes and other dangerous animals, like a dog with rabies, so one is allowed to kill them, then one should kill them right away when he sees them, even if they're not running after you. And those that don't always bite and kill for sure, but sometimes they do, if they're running after a person, of course he should kill them. And if they're not running, he should trap them. Now that's interesting, because if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who says you can trap them? If they're not going to kill you, vadai, why should you go out of your way to trap them? Isn't that a melacha shein etzricha legufa? So the Mishnah Brura explains that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rambam, who says this very clearly, and obviously the Rav, who holds like the Rambam, that when it comes to trapping, if you're doing something by trapping an animal to stop it from killing you, that's not the malach of trapping at all. That's not what the malach of trapping is. It's not even, it has nothing to do with malach shein etzricha legufa. The tzura of trapping, the picture of trapping, is when you trap to keep something. That's the definition of trapping. That has nothing to do with malach shein etzricha legufa or not. It's called trapping when you're taking something to keep it. That's a trap. But if I'm just trying to get something away from me, adarabba, I want it out of here, that's not called trapping. So therefore, even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, which the Rav does, one still is allowed to trap these things if it's not for sure going to kill. But if you see that a certain animal has a certain type of characteristic that it is, you're allowed to obviously play it by ear and kill it. And then the Rav says that if you stam want to trap a snake to play with it, he says a lashon of aser. The Taisentiv says, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not just aser, it's chayiv. And he says, and that's what the Rav actually means. Sometimes he says aser means chayiv.